Alita, it's over. What a weekend for Act 1 Productions showing of I Take This Man. A mixed bag of surprises, including the weather. It's definitely one weekend that will not be forgotten for a while. Our drama evenings on March 9, 10 and 12 went off without any mishaps, except for the winter storm which arrived March 10. It made it difficult for some to make it home. Due to the storm, the March 11th performance would be the first in 27 shows that they'd cancel for a supper theater. It would be moved to the night of March 12th with times remaining the same. There would be two shows, the matinee at 2 p.m., supper at 6 p.m. with a show at 8 p.m. It could be done. On March 12th, everything was buried under snow. We had to shovel steps off in order to get in the door. Of course one had to wait, as the snowplow was kept busy opening up streets, lanes and roads before one could move vehicles around. Come March 12th, there was a small but enthused crowd at the matinee. They seemed to enjoy the show. The cookies and drinks were appreciated during the breaks and after the show. Then we got busy, cleaning and preparing the hall for the dinner theater by setting the tables. Come 5 p.m., our volunteer workers and guests began to arrive. Before one knew it, the hall was full and the delicious supper was underway. Once this was finished, cleaned up and completed, the show was underway again. Everyone was enjoying the show. During the second intermission, the $1,000 ticket raffle was drawn and the lucky winner was Jordan Berrio of Alita. Congratulations, Jordan. The evening came to a close. There was then much visiting among the guests and cast before the lights were turned out. A great way to end the drama week. Adeline Weens from Maidstone was in attendance at the Act 1 Productions performance on March 12. She was spending some time visiting with her family, the Poiriers, near Manor. The Alita community wishes to extend a big welcome to Colin and Lois Chenard of Victoria, BC, who have now made their new home on the acreage west of Alita. Formerly the Kaylee Betts, Albert German acreage. Welcome, folks. I hope you'll enjoy our little community. The Sunday breakfast challenge at the hall was cancelled on March 12 due to the winter storm. So the breakfast challenge remains the same at 68, and on March 19 all will hopefully be back to normal.